WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump's decision to fire the Commissioner of Labor Statistics is being met with congressional backlash. CBS's Willie James Inman is traveling with the president in Bedminster, New Jersey.
The president fired the commissioner after a weaker than expected July jobs report showed hiring slowed with only 73,000 new jobs created. And revisions revealed hiring in May and June was much less than initially reported. Without citing evidence, the president claimed the job numbers were rigged. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren blasted the move.
Donald Trump has made clear he wants to politicize those statistics. And as soon as that happens, who knows what the real numbers are?
Former special counsel Jack Smith is now under investigation. The Office of Special Counsel says it's for potentially violating the Hatch Act, which prohibits most federal employees from using their job to influence elections. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
A claim that Jack Smith, when he was acting as special counsel and seeking to prosecute Donald Trump, was acting in a political manner. But the consequences are not that Jack Smith would be criminally charged. It would be that he would be ousted from federal service, and he's already left, and possibly a $1,000 fine.
The hunt is on in Montana for the man police say walked into a bar in the city of Anaconda near Butte and shot and killed four people. It happened yesterday. Mike Gossett lives nearby.
Illuminati, crazy stuff. Kind of mentioned, I think, that he, he can't have the CIA knowing where he's at. And always claims the CIA, if they knew he was here, that they would come get him. But we all just thought he was just kind of nuts.
One day after Trump envoy Steve Witkoff took a first-hand look, there's still desperation in Gaza, with locals doing all they can to get access to food and water. Our Deborah Pata is in the region with more on the daily struggle.
International experts warned this week that a worst-case scenario of famine is now playing out in Gaza, where aid has either been blocked or severely restricted since March. Ebrahim Daim is an amputee, forced to make this perilous journey for food in his wheelchair to feed his children. I must face death itself just to get a bag of flour. If I don't, we starve, he said. But it is flour mixed with blood.
Air quality alerts are in effect across parts of the U.S. and Canada due to smoke from numerous wildfires in Canada. Detroit area allergist Dr. Garen Wolf.
Smoke actually can get inside the home. You not only bring it in because you have particulate matter in your hair, on your clothes, but it can also seep through windows. So you want to make sure your windows are closed.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and the nation's capital for game two of their series against the Washington Nationals. Milwaukee won by a landslide last night, 16-9. Blake Perkins with two home runs. Jackson Churiel placed on IL with a hamstring injury. So Brandon Lockridge, acquired in that trade with the Padres, came up with two hits. William Contreras with a home run and five hits, a new career high. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our guys were locked in. You know, they did a nice job. We look at the output, Contreras, Perkins, Vaughn, and Kelly gets a couple hits, and Lockridge gets a couple hits in his first game for us. And you can't forget Perk's two homers, and Monasterio getting four hits. Joey Ortiz, God, he had five quality at-bats. Yeah, I mean, that's contagious.
NFL, the Packers hold practice inside Lambeau Field tonight for Family Night with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low in the mid-50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs within a degree or two of 80. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. Currently at 79.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise, vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Gavin Butenoff, all coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of things going on today. It is also Free Ticket Friday.
I've never heard of this, Jane. Tell me more.
Here is how this works, Greg Bach. We're going to give you a little time if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, because you need the app in order to enter Free Ticket Friday. Mm-hmm. So go to wherever you get your apps. Go to your app store. Look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app completely free. Mm-hmm. Once you open it up, you have your chance to pick your favorite station. Could be anybody. Perhaps W-A-U-K.
Come on now.
And then you can call mm-hmm. and text and leave a voice note directly from the app.
That sounds absolutely wonderful.
It is completely, absolutely wonderful, completely free. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you the keyword in just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I'll get my phone ready.
You can't enter. But we're giving people time to download the app if they haven't done that yet. We'll give you the keyword in just a little bit that you want to text in, and that will put you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for the game a week from tonight as the crew host New York.
Mets or Yankees?
New York. That was what was on the prep sheet, and that's what I put on there.
Let's take a look. Let's see who they're going to
Greg play. Will find out.
I'll find out.
I'll specify.
Let's see here. Next week, it's the Mets.
The Mets.
See, I want to go today. I love the Mets. They have the same just milieu of the Brewers, working class.
Kind of scrappy, underdogs.
When we win, the fans go nuts. When we lose, we all lose together. And we understand that it's always about the next game. But yeah, that'll be a fun game.
Good game. Mm-hmm. Next Friday, crew hosting the New York Mets. And you have a chance to pick up tickets. You will have four chances today coming up with us. And then Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 will each have a different keyword for you. Stick around. I'll have the keyword for you in just a little bit. Just make sure you download that Civic Media app so you are ready to go. Mm-hmm. We're going to cover a whole bunch of stuff today, including some various town halls that were held in Wisconsin. Also on Republican lawmakers would like it easier for people to not have to vaccinate their children. Jobs numbers came out this morning. They're not good. Really not good. The stock market is reacting to that. We're going to talk about the latest job numbers that came out this morning, starting a little bit later on this hour. In hour number two, the president has made a big announcement about a building project in Washington, D.C. It's a big, beautiful ballroom, Greg. That's what Americans have been calling for.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to make sure that our Medicaid is safe. I want to make sure that our vets are taken care of. And I want to make sure that a giant ballroom is erected at the White House, because Who doesn't love the Gilded Age?
Exactly, right? So we'll talk about the big, beautiful ballroom. Also, the presidential fitness test is coming back. We'll talk about that in hour number two. We're also going to debut a new segment coming up at 10:20.
Yes.
Called Audio Gripe.
Well, let me tell you something, boys.
Yes!
New segment called Audio Gripe. I have a gripe related to the birth of MTV. So we're going to debut that at 10:20 this morning. We can argue about it later.
Yeah.
All right. Audio gripe coming up at 10:20. Then we'll switch into Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, get away from the news. After the 10:30 news, State Fair opened yesterday, the Great Wisconsin State Fair in West Dallas.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about your must-dos at the Wisconsin State Fair. We're also going to take a look at the Sporky's winners. I just like saying that word. It's a good word.
Yeah.
And Sporky's.
I've tasted some Sporky's food in the past, and it is very eclectic and...
Yeah. Some unusual
combinations. Unusual combinations.
Cyndi Lauper, they're so unusual. Yes. And we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Today it's the Poach This edition. Stay tuned for that. As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, though. Wisconsin Examiner Eric Gunn with the byline says, quote, complaints about Trump dominate noisy listening session with U.S. Rep. Ryan Stile. Ryan Stile, Wisconsin's own, slipped into Paul Ryan's seat, did actually hold an in-person town hall meeting last night, for which I give him a lot of credit.
That's where I want to start. I want to start with that. I want to say thank you, Congressman Stile. Yep. And in the story, it actually says that they have been told or guided not to have these live in-person events, to hold more like town hall phone calls and things like that.
Yeah, where they can screen people and control the conversation.
But he went there. He took his gigantic PowerPoint presentation.
He had many beautiful charts.
And he met with the people.
Didn't necessarily go very well.
What?
At a raucous listening session in a high school auditorium Thursday evening, U.S. Representative Brian Stile defended the immigration and tariff policies of President Trump. Critics of the congressman appeared to account for the majority of the group. It was a big room, about two-thirds of the 600-seat Elkhorn High School auditorium, believed to be filled with critics. But there were also cheers and shouts and applause.
Yeah.
From his supporters. And again, I give Brian Stile a lot of credit for doing this. It's not easy. People are ticked.
Yes. Yeah. His response to those, his response to the concerns during question and answer time, the questions and answers time, it sounds like they're kindergartners, was very dismissive, though. It was just very... He didn't delve into the meat and potatoes of the answers. He really didn't delve into, from what the article should say. I was not there. I put it out on social media. By the way, follow us on social media, Matt and Air on Air. We're on all the socials.
We are.
But if you were there last night, call us. We'd love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear about your experience at last night's listening session with Congressman Stile. It seems like there was a lot of, you know, waving the hand away to problems. We're just disagreeing. Or these are serious concerns. And you, sir, voted for massive cuts to all of our social safety net programs. And people want answers. People are scared.
Yes, they are.
And they should not be treated as, well, you know, can we just agree to disagree? No, because... Sir, you're never going to probably have to worry about Social Security because you make good money. You're going to have good health care for life and most likely are going to become richer and richer over time. These folks that are sitting in that auditorium are your constituents.
Who have been calling for him to do a town hall for months, months and months and months.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, yes, there was a town hall this past Tuesday at Gateway Technical College with Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
And Gwen Moore.
And Gwen Moore. Mm-hmm. And it even said on the invitation, Brian Stile was invited. And he did not show up. He had his own event. And another point of credit I will give him. He didn't have a live event where people were also screened. That's happened before in the past. Paul Ryan. Where it's curated.
Right.
So, again, he had an in-person event. The public was invited. But I do feel like from both the articles in The Examiner as well as the JS Online is that he didn't really delve into the deep details regarding the concerns of people who brought their questions to the event.
Yeah, he kind of, he sort of addressed it and then moved on very quickly. An audience member asked Stile how he could take a stand against other Republicans who lie to the American public and malign the dignity of the 70 million people on Medicaid by suggesting they're lazy. Yeah. We've heard that repeatedly from Trump administration officials. People on Medicaid are lazy and they're choosing not to work. Yes. And they're watching, if you believe them, 6.1 hours of television. How they know this, I don't know.
I mean, it's science, Gene.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How did he respond to that? Stile lamented the tone of political discourse and vowed he wouldn't denigrate anyone. That is a non-answer.
You also voted for a bill that does all the denigration we need. You don't have to denigrate anybody. Your yes vote speaks volumes to how you feel about these individuals. And to play it nice and to say, I'm going to take the high road, all you were doing was escaping from the responsibility of answering to those who vote for you, who gave you that vote. You did not. You were not entitled to it. You earned it, and they gave it to you, and this is what you've done with it. They want answers. You have a responsibility to provide those answers.
Woman in the audience, we're talking about Brian Stile, who held a in-person town hall, all credit to him for doing that, in Elkhorn last night. And a person in the audience asked about ICE.
Yes.
And she's not asking about politics. She's asking about morality. Mm-hmm. Jean Henderson of Elkhorn told Brian Stile, "What I see happening to our immigrant population embarrasses me and terrifies me." She criticized ICE agents being masked. We don't get to know who they are because they're so proud of the work that they're doing. She said, "People are doing the right thing by going to immigration. They're going to appointments that they have set up with immigration only to find out that that interview has been canceled and they walk outside and they're getting arrested." Mm-hmm. As she said, this is a trap. Why is this happening and why aren't you stopping it? Brian Stile's reply, quote, "What I view is the moral hazard created by the Biden administration," unquote. He's not talking about not giving people due process, just snatching people off the street, masked, unidentified men primarily, showing up at workplaces, smashing in people's windows. He has no response to that except to blame the Biden administration.
Yeah. The article in The Examiner, which you're referring to right now, has a lot of great examples. And there's one from a woman named Kelly Newens. She's a woman talking about her, like comparing the experiences to World War II. And Brian Stile just kind of says, "I don't see that as the case." That's
because she was talking about the internment of Japanese Americans.
Yes. Yeah. And he said, "I don't see the exact parallel of this. Like, people are being kidnapped and swiped and disappeared and
put into camps."
Yeah. By boot clad people with masks. Like, I don't know. And how dare you tell somebody who has that connection to something that, like, oh, I don't see the comparison. This is where, in my opinion, he failed. I think he thought he was going to walk into just, you know, uproarious applause and support.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. Because he didn't have answers ready to, I believe that. I think that in their brain, they think everyone believes that what they're doing is great.
Well, I think they're just so used to people accepting everything they say and giving them a round of applause is kind of, maybe that's what he was expecting. Didn't really go that way.
I think it's the acceptance of his answers when people show their concerns of like, I don't know. I don't see the comparisons.
Brian Stile showed up. DVO did not. I'm shocked. We'll kick that around. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Go kick rocks.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Thanks so much for joining us tonight as the Rafters get ready to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks on the road. The third game in a row the Rafters will have played Lakeshore, and splitting the first two, they'll also play one tomorrow. The Rafters are trying to take the lead in these four games, but along with that, they're looking to clinch the season series throughout the year. It's a 6-4 lead on the season series for Wisconsin Rapids, and a chance to win it with a victory on the road tonight. However, the past two games at Witter Field, and the Rafters were just able to split, so we'll have to see how they're able to perform away from home. They are 3-1 here at Moonlight Graham Field so far this year, and it's been a pretty good luck charm for them, and hoping that it will continue today. Taking a look back at last game, the Rafters had another shot to clinch the season series. However, they ended up losing it in 12 innings. What a barn burner it was. 10-8 the final score. The Chinooks would end up winning it after that 12th inning came around, and they would score two runs to take the lead, and the Rafters had to get risky, and it wasn't able to pay off in the bottom of the frame. There were a bunch of errors in that game, five defensive errors, even though the bullpen allowed just one earned run over 10 innings. Over the past two games, they've combined to allow just one earned run out of the bullpen, hoping that'll continue today, but they're going to need some help from the defensive side of things as well to make sure that they can continue to pitch well. Taking a look at the pitching matchup, it's the righty Justin Battle who looked to get the starters back on track. He is a former relief pitcher, and he has pitched all of his eight appearances out of the bullpen this year. This is his first start of the season, and the right-hander looking to continue his impressive start to the year out of the bullpen. He'll take on the righty Diego Garcia, who struggled a little bit, but this is just his third start of the season, sixth appearance in total, and he'll look to hold it down for the Chinooks. Well, coming up in just a second, the Rafters will take a little bit of a further deep dive into last game, where the Rafters were playing as the Central Wisconsin Mashers, and recap how it all happened, take a look at the stats as well, and then after that, it'll be time for a starting pitcher breakdown and starting lineups. All that comes up next here on the Rafters pregame show on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm just going to take my dreams elsewhere, okay, James. Fine. James.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and with that, let's go ahead and take a look back to last game and a little bit of a deep dive in how it all happened. The final score, 10-8. It went to 12 innings, and I already mentioned a summary of it, but let's go inning by inning. First off, with that first inning, it was a leadoff triple by David Mizza off of Rafters starter Tony Torres. He ended up having an RBI from Jack Council to follow, and then a four-run second inning made it 5-0. The Rafters would manage three runs in the bottom of the second, and then that would be followed by another run by the Chinooks in the fourth inning. That made it a 6-3 game, and then the Rafters would tie it up 6-6 in the eighth. It would remain 6-6 in the ninth, and then in the 10th they traded a run, in the 11th they traded a run, and then in the 12th inning it was the Chinooks who took the 10-8 lead and the Rafters unable to score. Quick break here, we'll return after the anthem on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Rafters pregame show. Broke it down real quick for you with the recap of last game. And with that, let's take a look to tonight's game where the Rafters are on the Chinooks on the road. And take a look at the pitcher matchup. First off, for the Lakeshore Chinooks, the right-hander Diego Garcia, who comes from Tucson, Arizona, a freshman out of Pima Community College, a right-hander who stands 6 foot 180 this season, a 6.57 ERA over five appearances, two of those starts, but he does have a save on the year, came in to close it down earlier in the year in his second appearance. He went four innings to complete the game at Fond du Lac and did not allow a run, allowing just two hits and one walk. So he showed off the ability to get some good appearances. However, he has a pitched against the Rafters earlier in the season. You go back all the way to July 3rd. That was the debut of Diego Garcia. He went two innings pitched but allowed three runs. All three were earned on two hits and two walks back at Witter Field. So the Rafters had some good things to say about Diego Garcia, but we're going to see if they are ringing the same tune here tonight, as it has been over, well, just about a month since that point in time, so plenty of time to get back on track, and Garcia hoping to show off with his performance today. Taking a look at the Rafters side of things, the Rafters starter on the game is the right-hander Justin Battle. And Battle comes into this game with a 3.92 ERA over his eight appearances all out of the bullpen. In those eight appearances, he's totaled 20 and two-thirds innings, and he has allowed just 12 walks and 16 hits. That works out to a whip of 1.5, one of the better whips on the Rafters right now, and he's hoping to keep the traffic on the base paths at a minimum, as he'll look to probably pitch to contact. He's had a couple of high strikeout games, but mostly tries and attacks the strike zone, and that's his focus, at least from what he's told me and from what he's shown on the diamond as well. His last time out, he went 1 1/3 innings back at Madison, did allow his first run in what had been 11 2/3 consecutive innings. He had not allowed a run and allowed just one run at Madison before getting pulled out of the game. So not a bad performance from him, although it did break up the streak. He's looking to start a new one here as he'll take on the Lakeshore Chinooks for his first start of the season. And well, we'll see how Battle will perform against this Chinooks lineup. Let's take a look at that lineup, and leading things off for the Chinooks, Nate Gray, the shortstop, who is the number one hitter in the batting order. He'll be followed by David Mizza, who's been leading off the past couple of games, but now batting second with Gray back in the lineup. Mizza, the right fielder, he bats second. Batting third, it's Council, the second baseman. And batting cleanup for the Chinooks, it's Esteban Garcia, the designated hitter. Sam Meidenbauer bats fifth. He's at first base. Batting sixth is the catcher Gonzalez, a new signing to Lakeshore. And along with that, Cade Sears, he'll bat seventh in the order. He's the center fielder. Owen DeShazo bats eighth in left field. And Jesse Aguirre bats ninth at third base. Now taking a look at the starting lineup for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Leading off in right field, it's Hiroto Kobayashi back to that leadoff spot. Behind him batting second, it's Kareem Arusovic. Batting third is Jake Beauchesne. Fourth is Madden Akko. Akko is back at second. Batting fifth is Landon Gaz in left field. Sixth is Luke Skinner, who is making an appearance at shortstop. That's his starting position. First time he started at shortstop, but the second time that he'll play shortstop this season. Came in to play short in a pinch earlier in the year after an injury to Hayden Carlson back at Green Bay. Lachlan Maude is going to be batting seventh in the order. He's back at first base. Behind the dish and batting eighth, it's Peyton Bryant. And then batting ninth, the designated hitter is Mike Monum today with Justin Battle on the mound. That's the lineup for the Rafters here from Mequon, Wisconsin. And in Mequon, Wisconsin, it's 73 degrees and sunny. Such a beautiful day on the lakeshore, and trying to get things rolling along for the Chinooks. It's Diego Garcia warming up on the mound, and the right-hander trying to get back to work here. He'll take on a tough Rafters order to take care of. Hiroto Kobayashi, he's been very strong as of late. And in the game yesterday, Kobayashi had three hits. So reason he's leading off is he's a guy that can get on base. that is what the Rafters are expecting out of him and what he's been able to provide really throughout the entire season here, especially as of late when he's worked those numbers up big time. But when I was talking to him earlier, he said he's obviously improved on the on-base percentage, but his slugging percentage is still a little bit lower than he wants it to be. He said, I'm going to work on hitting for more power here. So I guess we're going to see if he's displaying that the last couple of weeks of the season. Just a few more games in the year left, eight more games in, and the Rafters hoping to salvage the end of the season here after what's been a subpar year, trying to get back on track and have some good things to talk about when we look back on this in years future. So, Hiroto Kobayashi stepping into the batter's box. As I mentioned, 73 degrees and sunny in Mequon, and the wind blowing at 7 miles an hour with 10 mile an hour gusts from the south-southeast. And getting ready to go, Kobayashi is in the box. Garcia is on the mound, and he fires. It's hit up the middle, off the glove of Garcia, over to short. Picked up, tough throw to first, and they got him. Oh, man. What a play there, 1-6-3 to take care of Hiroto Kobayashi in not the most average first play of the game, but it does go down as a ground out. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. here from Moonlight Graham Field in Lakeshore. Now at the plate, it's the left-handed hitting Kareem Arusovic with one away and the bases empty. In the top of the first, tied at zero. First pitch to Arusovic on the upper part of the zone, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Arusovic really struggled in the game yesterday, but he had been entering that one red hot for the Rafters. 0-1 the count, misses outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Entering the game yesterday, Arusovic, over his previous six games, had been batting .423, and he grounds one to the right side of the infield. That's going to be an easy play. 4-3 takes care of Arusovic for out number two, and a 4-3 put out is the second ground out of the inning. It brings up to the plate Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty and two away. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder, trying to get things rolling along for the Rafters offense, and Beauchesne has been a huge, consistent piece of this Rafters offense here in the second half as the first pitch misses high for ball number one. And he got off to a little bit of a slow start, just a second-half player for the Rafters. But, man, as of late, he has been heating up. 1-0 the count in there for strike number one, now 1-1. Beauchesne, over the last 18 games, he's got a hit in 15 of them. And is batting .310 over that streak. Sends one up the middle, and he gets a hit here. 16 games with a hit in his last 19. Jake Beauchesne, a two-out single, puts a man on first with two away in the top of the first. Still tied at zero, and it brings up Madden Akko. And Akko had a rest day yesterday. He has been playing so much for the Rafters this season. Now he's been here almost since day one. He came in a few days late, but basically since the start of the year, and the first pitch to him misses low and away for ball number one. And man, he's been consistent throughout the season. You haven't really seen the ups and downs. You look at Hiroto Kobayashi, obviously he's been here since game number one. Runner taking off for second, throw on down in plenty of time, and the tag, oh yeah. That is a great throw right there. That cruised to beat Jake Beauchesne to second base. He's caught stealing, and that takes care of the first inning. So the Rafters, no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's still tied 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health,
and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Raptors fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The first pitch of the bottom of the first inning, it's a liner screamed over to third base but caught out of the air by Kareem Arusovic for out number one as Nate Gray is retired on one pitch. Now at the plate, it's David Mizza, and first pitch to him misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. One away and the base is empty, tied at zero in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 count to Mizza called for a strike, now 1-1, and so far looking pretty similar to the way that the Rafters started offensively. One pitch out and then a 1-1 count the next at bat. We'll see what Mizza does here. Breaking ball, oh, that's a beautiful pitch from Justin Battle, called for strike number two on a breaking ball that just drops right on into the zone. Mizza thought that one was going to miss way high, but right on in. It's now a 1-2 count. Battle looking home. He fires, and this time he gets a hold of it, but it's sent over to shortstop, picked up off the bounce. Throw over to first is in time for the 6-3 putout, and Luke Skinner able to get his first assist of the game over at the shortstop spot, making his first start of the season at shortstop, and the Rafters kind of thrown into a funnel after a couple of player departures and trying to work around it as they have Luke Skinner now playing over at shortstop. And well, thankfully, he has played there before earlier in the season as the first pitch on the way home misses low and away for ball number one. At the plate for the Chinooks, it's Jack Council. And Council, the right-hand hitting second baseman, playing third earlier as he swings and fouls one back. Now a 1-1 count. A little bit of a switch up for the defense of the Chinooks. Nate Gray over at shortstop at second, Jack Council, and the 1-1 count coming home. That one misses for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Behind Council, it's Esteban Garcia, who really struggled against the Rafters after, man, it seemed like he was off to a red-hot start against him. This one, a fly ball out towards shallow center field. Akko is underneath it and makes the play for out number three. Three up, three down in the first inning for Justin Battle. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the second. It is tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Already into the second inning, and Diego Garcia back out here for his second inning of work. The right-handed starter for the Lakeshore Chinooks. The Chinooks hosting the Rafters for the first of two games here at Moonlight Graham Field. And taking a look at the Rafters coaching staff over at third base, the third base coach Manny Silva today. And at first base, it's Jack Wiesinger, the right-handed pitcher out of the bullpen. That's who's our first base coach today. Of course, Manny Silva, also the pitching coach for the Rafters, de facto pitching coach. And Tom Zaglowski, a.k.a. Ziggy, the head manager for Wisconsin Rapids. And still in his first year and a couple of first years around here trying to make things go right. It's been a rough year so far, but a learning curve at that. And the Rafters trying to get things going their way here late in the season. The first pitch on the way to Madden Ocko in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Back in the first inning, Madden Ocko saw two pitches. However, Jake Beauchesne was caught stealing second during Ocko's plate appearance to end the inning. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss on a foul tip that bounces out of the glove of Cesar Gonzalez Garcia. Now an 0-2 count. Taking a look at the defensive alignment for the Chinooks after the 0-2 offering here. Righty-righty matchup on the way home to lead off the inning. And that breaking ball completely slipped out of the hand and goes way to the backstop over the head, way behind Ocko. Now a 1-2 count. On the mound, Diego Garcia behind the dish. Cesar Gonzalez Garcia playing in his first game for the Chinooks. 1-2 count now to Ocko, and the slider from Garcia's hit to the left side of the infield, deep in the shortstop gap, but it gets on through into left field. Second hit for the Rafters. That's now back-to-back singles that they've hit, although Beauchesne was caught stealing to end the first inning. And so Ocko is alone on first base with nobody out in the top of the second. Brings up Landon Gaz with the game knotted at zero. Gaz, righty-righty matchup. Gaz, he also struggled in the game yesterday, as did a few of the Rafters batters. First pitch here, grounded over to shortstop, and this time not going to eat him up. It's a throw over to second, but it's low, and it's not going to be picked up by the second baseman Council. Nate Gray over there at shortstop had the play, and it was a little bit of a low throw, but honestly looked like Council probably should have made that play. Either way, it's going to go in as an error, and the Rafters now have runners on first and second. Officially, it will go in as an E4, and that's a tough pill to swallow for Lakeshore fans, as that's the first error of the game. The Chinooks made just one error in the game yesterday, but the Rafters made five as part of the reason why they lost that game. First pitch on the way home now to Luke Skinner. Misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Skinner, left-handed hitting shortstop. Man, he has been turning his season around late and hoping to continue that here. Started the season off hot. The middle of the year really did not go his way, but I think in part that is due to the injury that he had. 1-0 count, misses away. Now a 2-0 count. Started off the year looking great. Then he had problems with the rib injury. Play through it, realized he couldn't do that after a big break, actually here at Lakeshore, where he had to be taken out for a month after that point, as this one is hit high in the air out towards left field. Back at the warning track, leaping up, it's off of the wall. Skinner's going to have extra bases. It's going to be an RBI that sends home Madden Ocko from second. RBI double for Luke Skinner, and he continues to excel here late in the season. It's now 1-0 Rafters in the top of the second. Luke Skinner, stay hot. Brings up Lachlan Maud with runners on second and third, and still nobody out in the top of the second. One-run lead for the Rafters, and Maud, the first pitch to him, called inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Maud, the right-handed hitting first baseman, his first plate appearance of the game. Seven-hole batter for the Rafters. Chance to drive in some more runs. 1-0 count coming home. Big swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count now. The Rafters getting the early offense going here and doing so in the second inning. He scored three runs in the second inning in yesterday's game. 1-1 count is grounded over towards shortstop. Could be two as they're going to get Skinner caught between second and third. They will score the run. Skinner tries to avoid the tag, but not quite. So he's out on the bases, although Lachlan Maud will reach first, and it does bring home a run on the RBI. So officially, that one goes 6-3-4, I believe, on that play. A little bit of a confusing one there. It's a fielder's choice. And it brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate with a man on first and one away in the top of the second. 2-0 Rafters. Righty-righty matchup with Maud on first. 1-0 count. That one misses high. Now 2-0 the count. Bryant, the right-handed hitting catcher. He's looked strong offensively from the plate for the Rafters in his first couple of games. Fastball low, now a 3-0 count. And Bryant, seeing the ball well yesterday, came in on a pinch as a substitute after Harrison Garrett was hit in the wrist with a pitch and had to be taken out of the game. 3-0 count is right down the middle, now a 3-1 count. And coming in on the pinch, Peyton Bryant was able to go 1-for-3 with a walk. So he reached base multiple times. 3-1 count, hit to the right side of the infield. Could sneak on through, but no, that's going to be a nice play at second. Deep in the spot. Throw to first is in time. It's a 4-3 put out for out number two, and it sends Lachlan Maud over to second base. So Peyton Bryant out at first. Maud over to second, and it brings up Mike Monahan. With two away in the top of the second, 2-0 the lead for the Rafters. Didn't have a chance to give you the rest of the defensive alignment for the Chinook, so we'll give that to you here. First pitch, strike number one to Monahan. Taking a look at the infield at second base, it's Jack Council. At first base, it's Meidenbauer. At third base, it's Aguirre. And at shortstop, Nate Gray. Pitch on the way home to Monahan, misses low. Now a 1-1 count. And then in the outfield for the Chinooks, in left, it is Owen DeShazo. In center, Cade Sears. And in right, David Mazza. 1-1 the count coming home. Grounder chopped over to third. It stays fair or does it? No, they're going to call it foul. Would have gotten him at first base. However, everyone will return. Lachlan Maud was booking it for third, so now a 1-2 count, and Mike Monahan has been off to a rough start offensively for the Rafters. Still looking to get on base for the first time. He was on base for the first time. However, it was on a pinch run appearance yesterday. He also reached on a fielder's choice earlier in the year. So still trying to work on his own accord as the 1-2 count misses high. Now a 2-2 count. Really any way possible, and Monahan came in after the All-Star break, trying to fill in some of the gaps of the players that were missed after the draft as this pitch is fouled back, so Monahan staying alive. The Rafters had lost a couple of players during the draft for various reasons, whether it was they were drafted or they were trying to get themselves signed. That included guys like Carson McIntyre and Junior Barajas. A check swing, but it's grounded foul down the first base line, so it remains 2-2. So it was a big pickup to get Mike Monahan here, a guy with Northwoods League experience, 2 years of it, last year in Thunder Bay.
And now a 2-2 count. Misses low for ball number three. 3-2 to Monum. In the righty-righty matchup, and Diego Garcia just trying to get through this inning. His pitch count now up to 32. In the inning alone, he's got 23. Runner on second base, 3-2 count with two away coming home, and it's popped up straight back and out of play. Still a 3-2 count as that one bounced off the roof right above the press box. Apologies if you heard that. Good chance you did. 3-2 the count. Ninth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. And coming home from Garcia, this one is hit toward center field, and that's going to be Monum's first hit as a Rafter. Rounding third and coming home is Maud. The relay throw is cut off, and it's an RBI single at that. What a plate appearance from Mike Monum. And he really shows off the veteran presence there as he drives home the Rafters' third run of the inning. It's now 3-0 Rafters in the top of the second. Brings us back to the top of the card with Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup with the runner on first. First pitch, high and tight for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Kobayashi 0-1 in the game. He went first pitch swinging back in the first. Grounded one right up the middle, but it bounced off the glove and now sends one over to shortstop. Going to be a tough play, but not as much with the nice glove of Nate Gray as he goes 6-4 the easy way for the fielder's choice. And that takes us through the top of the second inning. But the Rafters managed three runs thanks to the three hits that they had. There also was one error, and the Rafters left one on base. We go to the bottom of the second. 3-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Lakeshore Chinooks are hosting the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters right now as part of a two-game series here in Lakeshore at Moonlight Graham Field. And the Rafters in the first game, here they have a 3-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the second, and the Rafters trying to keep the lead in their favor. It was an efficient first inning from Diego Garcia for the Chinooks. However, things turned around on him as the Rafters' offense got heated up. We'll see if the Chinooks do the same thing against Justin Battle, the Rafters starter. Battle, the right-handed pitcher from North Alabama. And coming into the game, he is trying to get back to a new scoreless streak and so far has started one, but hoping to carry that one through his start today. Garcia at the plate to lead it off. First pitch is high for ball number one on a check swing. It'll be Garcia, Meidenbauer, and Gonzalez Garcia due up in the order for the Chinooks. After it was a 1-2-3 first inning, this one a fly ball out towards straightaway center field. Underneath it is the Rafter center fielder, Bo Shane. He'll make the catch, and that is out number one. Brings up Sam Meidenbauer with one away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the second. And Meidenbauer trying to get on track here for the Chinooks. Taking a look at last game for him, Meidenbauer He reached base four times. He drew three walks and also got a hit. He went 1-for-3 on the night. Was picked off the base paths one time, however, so it wasn't perfect for him. He wasn't able to manage a run in any of his four times on base. And first pitch here, in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Despite that, you still don't like base runners, no matter who they are, as this one is fouled back. 0-2 the count. And so Battle is going to try and see if he can get him out with an efficient pitch count. In the first inning, Battle threw just 9 pitches to get out of it. You're trying to perform similarly. 0-2 count coming home. It's high for ball number one. 1-2 the count. And Meidenbauer, the right-handed hitting first baseman, coming from UW-Platteville. Battle trying to take care of him and pitch home. It's a foul ball flying out towards the right side of the infield and out of play. Still a 1-2 count. And fifth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. On the season, Meidenbauer now batting .327 after the game yesterday. 1-2 count here in front of the home crowd, and he fouls one right back into the netting. He was timed up on that pitch, but just didn't hit the right spot of the ball. When you can tell when it goes straight back into the netting like that. So still a 1-2 count. Maybe we'll try and see an off-speed from Battle. Pitch coming home, and he got